so we are recording now. And for starters, please state your name and your title.
My name is Janine Seaving, and I was chairman of Clean Air Sedalia, and I'm a nurse at Pettis County Health Center.
All right. Now, Janine, the smoking ban goes into effect on Sunday night, or the overnight hours into Sunday. Will you talk a little bit about what this is going to mean for Sedalia residents and visitors?
Well, hopefully it's going to mean that everybody will be happy to come to our city and smell our fresh, clean air. It's going to be much healthier for our workers. It's because it's considered a smoke-free workplace ordinance. So any place that anybody goes in where they have employees will be smoke-free now. So that was our goal.
So I can imagine this is a huge victory for non-smoking employees at places smoking's allowed.
Yes, yes. And that's what we were looking for, to make Sedalia a healthier and happier place to live.
Well, will you talk to me a little bit about some of the specific health benefits that come with the lack of secondhand smoke that's going to now happen?
Well, there's been studies that there's less heart disease, cancer, asthma, those kinds of things, any kind of lung diseases that comes with secondhand smoke. And, of course, there's all kinds of statistics if you'd want to Google or go to different websites that shows that's been proven.
All right, and now your department has put out a press release that gives some tips and some places people can go who want to quit smoking. Do you want to review those for me?
Well, the Bothell Regional Health Center has a smoking cessation class. There's a 1-800-QUIT line that the state provides. It's a telephone number that you can call 24/7, and that helps give you support. Of course, most of your physicians will help people if they're wanting to quit smoking, and more insurances now are paying for tobacco cessation things to help you stop smoking.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, we're just very grateful that the city has decided to take this step forward and that we're really more progressive now, and that we're hoping that everybody gets on board and helps support this and sees what a wonderful thing this is for our city.